from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, the last week's been a little crazy. Had a lot more on my plate this week, I would say, in terms of just responsibility, stuff like that. But yeah, I mean, I'm here to try and continue my career, try and be the best I can for this organization, no doubt.
That is Joe Andreessen, who I guess things are looking good for. It's not official yet, as far as I know. Cuts are due by 4 p.m. It is 3:32. Sal told me yesterday, I had not remembered this, that they didn't get the final word from the Bills until 6:30 last year. That's when everything was made official. Just in from Tom Pelissero, the Jets are trading kick returner Brandon Codrington to the Bills. It's a trade where the teams will swap late round picks in 2026. Okay. I'm not laughing at the player. I don't know anything about the player except that I've just searched his name and he had a great kickoff return in one of the Jets preseason games, North Carolina Central. But I love that the Bills and Jets are swapping 2026 late round picks. Like, does one team think they're going to be better than the other? Is this my dream fantasy about teams trading their firsts? I dare you, you have a better season than me, so we'll swap first. Not exactly. It's just something that I guess counts. So the Bills acquire Brandon Codrington from the Jets, and the teams will also swap late-round picks in 2026. Are the Bills in need of a kickoff man at this late stage? Why else do it? DB, I mean, they're not perfect. They've had safety injury issues this summer. But cornerbacks, I mean, I think the Bills are in pretty good shape. I don't know. We'll see what they have planned for Brandon Codrington. One more guy on Sal's spreadsheet that's going to have to go to make room for this player. Let's go to Joe next. Hi, Joe.
Joe, what's up, man? Thanks for taking my call. Look, I have heard a lot of the calls about how our receiving core is going to be better, sans Diggs, and it's a little ridiculous that I think people's hatred of the guy have clouded their ability to talk about his production and how good of a receiver he was and is and will be this year. Don't get me wrong. I would love if Mac Hollins, Keon Coleman, and Shakir were able to put up, 200 receptions collectively and make up for the lack of production from Diggs, but that's just, I don't know. It's tough to see that happening. And it's also kind of like, it's hard to take the argument of, yeah, Diggs disappeared in the playoffs. Sure. Where was Shakir the first 12 games of the season, right? Like, Shakir is going to probably be a fine player who will hopefully do great this year, but you can't use the argument that Diggs disappeared in the last 5, 6, 7 games, but not also talk about the fact that Shakir didn't really pop off until it seemed like the Steelers game. Like, he had an amazing catch in the Jets game, but please tell me what other games he was, like, putting up 6 for 80 and a touchdown.
Yeah, it kind of goes hand in hand, right? I mean, Diggs' production decline and Shakir's increased, but not by much, like Joe was saying here. He had 6 for 105 in the Miami win and the regular season. He had 6 for 92 back in week 8. They did change coordinators, and they did, at that time, change their offense. That didn't have to mean less Diggs necessarily. I don't know why it would have. Or more Shakir. There was a little bit more Shakir. There was quite a bit less Diggs. You know, you said a lot there. If I'm, you're responding to other fans. If I'm listening to you and you're talking about how the fans' hatred of Diggs clouds their judgment, I'd want to call in and say, wait a minute. No, I didn't hate him. You know, I'm with you in this argument that I think the Bills are in really tough at receiver. And it's almost incredible to me that they've sort of had things go this way, what they've done. You know, the Diggs thing is really complicated. So one aspect of it happens all the time. The fundamental reaction from the fans, from any fan base, you know, you're going to want to take your team's side. You're going to want to think the move your team made was the right move. And that's what's happening here. That doesn't have to extend as far as hating the guy. I don't know. Did Bills fans, in the end, hate Stephon Diggs? Or do they blame him for his being traded? I mean, you might be able to do some of that. I think he was too good for it to be put like that, in my mind. You know, I'm sure there are people who would sign up for it, who would say that that's how they feel. But he was too good and too important to the Bills to have his departure be just so easily dismissed, I think. It's the most significant thing that has happened all offseason, I think, easily. Every team drafts guys. You know, every team has other veterans age out. Players leave in free agency. New ones come in. The biggest difference between the Bills now and a year ago is that Diggs isn't here. And how did they replace him? I mean, I don't even know exactly what the right way to answer that is. It can't just be that they signed Curtis Samuel. You know, like very, somewhat different.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Player fast, you know, gadgety, but that kind of sells him short, I think. We don't really even know how the Bills plan to use him. After that, with Coleman, who is very much sounding like work in progress, even that's what I hear when parsing what the Bills themselves say about him, you know, how it takes time. There's a lot of work to do, you know, these kinds of things that are not exactly he's off the charts, which is okay. That's what tends to happen with rookies. So, We will see. You can't, to be able to fully scrutinize this and come up with a absolutely, you know, perfect judgment, you would have to know what the moves that didn't or couldn't get made were. Whether it was drafting someone else, a draft pick trade to move up, to do something different, whether they were even into a conversation about Ayuk, you know, Hopkins last year, a lot of people, I didn't really think that that was such a great idea, but I mean, he's been a great player. You don't get to know that. You don't get to know what Brandon Bean was close to doing or wanted to do. Like maybe he did everything this offseason that he wanted to do. You know, he wanted it to get to this point. I just wouldn't, tend to not believe that because it's so far removed from how they've played, what Diggs meant, everything, just sort of how last few years have felt. I'll say it again, though. What's interesting about it, too, is that there was still an appetite, even with Diggs at his peak and Davis and the other guys, you know, back to Brown and Beasley, whatever. There was still an appetite for someone else in the draft, young, speed, talent, and here we are this many years later, and we're in this condition. And I keep saying it. That's just kind of amazing. Here is Jack with us. Hi, Jack.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
So I'm calling about kind of the last call. You mentioned that Shakir's production kind of rose after the departure of Diggs. I think also in addition to that, Kincaid's role kind of rose after Diggs stopped getting, you know, targets and whatnot. I think people are kind of overlooking that. Kincaid's going to be our number one guy. And with the Chiefs, we saw what Kelce and Mahomes were able to do. So I don't know what your thoughts are on that.
It's just, I mean, I would say politely to anybody who continues to want to bring up Travis Kelce, listen to yourself, you know, like cross your fingers. Let's be hopeful. First round pick. I've got nothing against Kincaid as a player. I mean, I think there should be a way to get a lot from him. If you don't, why did we do this? With Knox under contract, if you know you're changing offensive coordinators the first year, you have to get a lot out of Dalton Kincaid. Travis Kelce might be the best ever. So I would prefer not to use Travis Kelce for my comps. It's true, the caller is right, that you know Kincaid, what, it's not like he got that many more targets. There were more. I mean, that's right. But really, it's what's was promising about it is that they were more down the field. All they were doing with Dalton Kincaid for the first 6 weeks was throwing the ball to him in the flat. Like, just, you could have had Lee Smith do that. You could have had anybody do that for the Bills. Rookie, you know, again, there's a process. But they have to have, I mean, this is just absolutely critical to their chances this year as a passing offense. They have to have Kincaid be productive and at a good yards per catch number. Not any of that dink and dunk sort of stuff that they did for most of the season. It wasn't until late that he started to, you know, take off a little bit. What's take off? It was 5 for 45 in the Chiefs game, 3 for 59 with a nice touchdown in the Pittsburgh game, 7 for 84 in Miami. Both Kincaid and Shakir had big games in that win in Miami. They scored 21 points. I'm not going to be... Let's see him be Travis Kelce, because holy cow, it's not fair to the kid. And of course, if you get that, then you won. But man, that is it's pretty lofty, about as lofty as it gets. Kelce is different anyway. It's not the right player comparison anyway. Kelce is a basketball play with Mahomes, and their timing is impeccable, and they know each other so well. You've got behind-the-back passes now. It's shorter routes where Kelce turns and the ball's on his hip, the ball's on his shoulder pad. You know, it's just quick and safe and easy. Earlier in his career, not even that much earlier, Kelce would be more down the field. But when I picture a play, a pass to him, it's not a long pass. You know, maybe 10 to 15 yards in there, intermediate stuff. But it's that short stuff that they kill you with. And you don't want Kincaid to be in that role. That's not why you drafted him. You drafted him to get down the field, middle of the field. And that's what should happen. I'm not comfortable assuming it. I keep saying this collection of players by their skill sets really doesn't make sense to me. 803-0550 for your calls. Thanks, Jack, for yours. Sal comes up with me here in 20 minutes. We'll go over everything that we know and might be expecting to have happen here on Cutdown Day at that time. This is Mike Shope on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.